like that. Yeah. Not as bad for radio, isn't it?
No, and I don't really understand it either. Are your eyes... You mean...
You know what I mean.
No, I don't. You're so tired and your eyes sting.
When you kind of like you just...
Oh, and you try and keep them open.
No, it's a kind of... Do you know what I mean?
I have to say, God. I don't.
Oh,
I mean,
no,
I'll take your
maybe
word
I'm
for
the
it.
Only person.
Right.
But where are you staring? Whereabouts are
just
you in the
kind
world?
Just kind of vaguely.
So you're sitting down.
I'm not looking at anything. I'm just thinking.
Are you in the house? Are you in a park?
I could be anywhere. It can happen anywhere. I'd be on a train.
It sounds actually quite therapeutic.
It is.
Yeah.
It feels like my brain needs to do it. It's like my brain needs to charge.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So that's why you two have been thrown together, because it's dynamite like this. So anyway, it keeps coming up, you know, the madness of the comedian and why we do it. And I was sort of doing a bit of research, and I got down one of those sort of Google wormholes, and I got onto sort of a mental illness. Then I found this, right, which is, this is a document that is reasons for administration between 1864 and 1888. And it's basically why people were committed to mental institutions, asylums, in the Victorian era. And I don't understand, there's one, right? I'm kicked in the head by a horse, right? So that's obviously...